We began the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel of Yabeles, and the Gemara that brings a contradiction from this Mishnah here in Erevin to the Mishnah in Psachim. So we're here on Daf Kuf Gimel. Let's just summarize our Mishnah, and we'll summarize by contrast the Mishnah in Psachim. Our Mishnah differentiates between Migdash and Medina as far as cutting a Yabeles. In Migdash, it's Mutter, and in Medina, it's Asur. And all this is talking about a case of Chituch Kelachar Yad. He does it in an unusual way. And the Mishnah says, but if he does it in the normal way, then it's Asur even in Migdash. And the Gemara quotes a stira from a Mishnah in Psachim, and the Tanakhama of the Mishnah in Psachim prohibits three different scenarios of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, meaning if the 14th of Nisan falls on Shabbos, in the following three scenarios, according to the Tanakhama and the Mishnah in Psachim, it's also. Number one, if, let's say, he has to bring the Korban Pesach from one part of Rishus HaRabim all the way to the Azara, then he's violating the Malacha of Hachnasa. Number two, in a case where the animal was Chutz L'Tchum, and he has to bring it to the Azara, he's now violating the Isur Tchum. And number three, if there's a mum, a yabeles on the Korban Pesach, he has to cut it off in order to be machshir the Korban. And in all these three cases, the Chachamim rule that ein dochen, that we don't violate neither Hachnasa nor Chutz L'Tchum nor Chatichas Yabeles, even for the sake of the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah records the dissenting view of Rabbi Eliezer, and he holds Dochin Es HaShabbos, that in all those three cases, we will violate the Shabbos for the sake of the Korban Pesach. Now this sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is really a reflection consistent with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in the sugi that we learned back on Daf Kuf Beis, namely that any mitzvah that has the power to be Docha Shabbos, we apply the principle of Machshirei Mitzvah Docha Nesha Shabbos. Anything that's necessary, not only in the act of the mitzvah, nobody denies that the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, will override the Shabbos in a case of Yudal Shechalios B'Shabbos. The Machlokas is, if I have to prepare the Korban Pesach by either bringing it from here or bringing it from there, or cutting off its mum, does that override the Shabbos? The Tanakhama here reflects the Shita that Machshirei Mitzvah, even though the mitzvah itself is Docha, are not Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, hold Machshirei Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to discuss later on whether or not carrying the Korban Pesach on one's shoulders, that's called Herkivo, is a violation of Meleches Otzah. And that depends upon a principle called Hachai Nosias Atzman. There are two opinions about that. The Gemara is also going to analyze this case of Chutz L'Tchum. Is that a violation of an Issa Doraisa? And that's, again, a matter of controversy. Rabbi Akiva has his sheet to that Tchumen is Doraisa. In the case of the Abeles, it would seem that he's doing a full-fledged chituch yabeles, which means that he's cutting off the yabeles lacha and with a kli. So he's got a full-fledged meleches chituch, which is a melech of gozes, anything that's attached to a living being, and you cut it off, that's called meleches gozes. And yesterday we had a discussion about the fact that when he takes off this Yabeles, he has no need for the Yabeles. Does that come under Malach HaShem Tzvich HaGufa, etc.? A long discussion that we had yesterday. Our Mishnah here in Erevin rules that Chatichas Yabeles is mutter in Migdash. The Mishnah in Psochim is also addressing a case of Migdash because we're talking about the Korban Pesach. Now, since the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, then although Machshirei Mitzvah, according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Eliezer, Einam Dochim Shabbos, but nevertheless we have another principle in Migdash, and that is Ein Shvus B'Migdash. If we assume, therefore, that Chatichas Yabeles in the Mishnah in Psachim is identical with Chatichas Yabeles in the Reisha of our Mishnah here in Erevin, namely, let's say we're talking about a case of Kelachar Yad, where he pulls off the Abeles with his hand instead of with a knife, then why should that be Asur in the case of a Korban Pesach? Why not activate the principle of Ein Shvus B'Migdash? Which means that when he cuts off the Abeles with his hand manually, that's Kelachar Yad, that's only, in the worst case scenario, violation of Gozeis D'Rabbanon, and it should be Mutar Migdash. Ureminu, the Gemara asks, what are we going to do with the steer from the Mishnah in Psachim? Havaso michutz harkivo, havaso michutz tchum, v'chatichas yavalto ein dochin es ha-shavis, Rabbi Elezo medochin es ha-shavis. So the Tanakhama of this Mishnah in Psachim prohibits chituch yavelos b'shavis, even for the sake of HaKrova. And why not apply the principle as it was applied in our Mishnah, that at least in Migdash, it should be mutter to be chotech yabeles, and ein shvus b'migdash, unless, and that's going to be one of the Gemara's answers, the Mishnah in Psachim is not talking about a case where he cuts off the yabeles kelachar yad with his hand, as opposed to a knife, but rather where he's cutting it off with a knife. Which would make sense, because then we understand that Rabbi Eliezer, in all three cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah, allows you to be Docha Shabbos, even with a violation of a Doraisa, for the sake of Machshirei Mitzvah. So now the Gemara is going to present two different approaches as to how to reconcile our Mishnah in Erevin with the Mishnah in Psachim. We don't know who holds what. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. And Chad Omar, one of those two Amoraim, says that Haba Ha Bilacha, that both our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Psachim is referring to Lacha, which means that the yabeles is now still part of the live skin of the animal, and therefore it's subject to meleches gozes. Then you'll ask the question, so what do we do with our Mishnah? Can we permit meleches gozes in Migdash? L'chora, the answer should be no, because although ein shvus b'migdash, and again, the Tanakhama holds that Machshirei Mitzvah are not Docha Shabbos. So how could we be Docha Shabbos with the Melacha Doraisa of Gozes in the case of the Abeles Lacha? And the answer is going to be exactly what we said earlier, that we're talking about a case where he doesn't cut it off with a knife. Lokasha Khan, in our Mishnah, that was Matir Chatichas Yabeles in Migdash. That was a case of Biyat, which reduces the violation of Gozes from a Doraisa to a Darbonon through the principle of Kelachar Yad, and Ein Shvus B'Migdash. Kan, but the Mishnah in Psochim, is Bekli, is referring to a full-fledged Issa Doraisa of Gozes, which again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is Mutter because Machshirei Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos, but the Tanakhama holds Machshirei Mitzvah are not Docha Shabbos, so that if he would shech the animal and violate Shabbos, that would be mutter, but that's the gufa shel mitzvah, but the process of being machshir the korban by removing its mum, that's at the very best machshirei mitzvah, which is not docha Shabbos. And what we're going to try to do as we go through the sugya is, so to speak, read between the lines and try to figure out the implications of this particular approach, this first answer, because apparently this answer refuses to introduce what's called Yevesha, which might mean that in the case of Yevesha, everybody would agree. Even the Mishnah in Psachim would have to agree that it's mutter, because there's no way, no how, that you could talk about a Malach of Gozes in the case of Yevesha. You could talk about a Drabanan, and that might be a Shvus. And that, in fact, might be Osir in Medina, but not in Migdal. So how could the Mishnah in Psachim possibly be speaking about Yevesha? And therefore, this first opinion was compelled to interpret that the Mishnah in Psachim is referring to a lacha, so that we have the basic chefta of Meleches Gozes. And the Mishnah is telling me that the Tanakhama of Rabbi Eliezer holds that Machshirei Mitzvah Einam Dochem Es HaShabbos. And in a case where he's in full-fledged violation of Meleches Gozes because he did it with a kli, and it's lacha, therefore it's osur in Migdash, whereas Rabbi Eliezer introduces the principle that if the mitzvah itself is Docha Shabbos, then Machshirei Mitzvah are also Docha Shabbos. In contrast, the Mishnah here in Masechta Erevin is talking about a case of Biyad, and if it was a case of Biyad, even though we're talking about a lacha, what we have here is a shvus, and a shvus is mutter and migdash. Hence, once he does a kilachriyad with his hand, by ripping it out with his hand, then we could certainly be matur in migdash, because we've downgraded it from the status of a violation of a malach d'orais of gozes to a gzera d'rabbanan, shvus d'rabbanan of Shema, perhaps he's going to use a kli. That's what we're afraid of. And that's mutter in Migdash. But again, just to reiterate, because for my own self, that this approach, this Mandiomar, refuses to introduce Yevesha, because if you're going to talk about Yevesha, it's impossible to postulate that it would be Osir in Migdash, because Yevesha could not possibly be Osir in the Migdash. There's no way that you could justify the Mishnah in Psachim that prohibits it if it's a case of Yevesha. If it's a case of Yevesha, you don't even have the basic ingredients of Meleches Gozes. V'chad Omar, ha v'ha b'yad, v'lo kasha ha b'lacha, ha b'yevesha. Which means the following, that we're talking about a tsuras meleches gozes. Meaning, if you were to, so to speak, take a frame, a picture of what he's doing here. No, I'm sorry. We're talking about hava ha biyat. Okay, fine. Which means that in our Mishnah, here in Masechta Erevin, we have Tarte Litivusa, so to speak. We not only have... No, just one second. Here in our Mishnah, we're talking about Yevesha and Biyat. Our Mishnah is talking about Yevesha, Biyat. And therefore, our Mishnah will permit it in the Migdash. A special permission in the Migdash. Why? Because we have Tarte Litevusa. Because not only is it Biyad, but it's also Yevesha. The Mishnah in Masechta Psachim prohibits it, because although it's Biyad, but it's Lacha. And therefore, we have an upgraded Shvus. This is not, as we said yesterday, the name of the Sfasemes, your classical Shvus. It's a new Shvus. And for example, we're not going to apply the principle of Ein Gozrin Gzera L'Gzera. And what is it about this Shvus that upgrades it? And the answer is it's lacha. So that we have the basic hefta of Meleches Gozes. Now, I just want to add one point that occurred to me after yesterday's discussion when I came home. That's a joke. Anyway, it seems to me that according to this second Mandi Omar, all of Meleches Shabbos revolves around, all of the 39 malachs revolve around the heft of the malach. Again, you could have different heftas, you could have different minim, but it's always about the heft. And basically our fundamental definition of malacha is what impact, how did it change the heft? In fact, Tosfos in Shabbos is of the opinion that a malacha shenis yichu l'gufa means that it's the wrong chefta. I mean, the chiddush of Reb Shimon that a malacha shenis yichu l'gufa is potur is because your intention will define the chefta. So that, for example, chofer guma, which you would say that the chefta here of his malacha is the guma, is the karka, that should qualify as maleches harisha. Nein. You're not doing a malacha in the karka, you're doing malacha in the afar. Because ain't tzorech eliyafra. So your intention will define the chefta. And if it's not the same chefta as was done in the Migdash, in the Mishkan, then it doesn't qualify as a malacha. But you see very clearly from Tosfos that the essential quality of a malacha is the chefta in the malacha. And therefore, according to this second opinion, what we have in the case of the Mishnah in Psachim is we have a case of lacha. And because it's lacha, therefore we have the chefta of the malacha. You are actually detaching something that's alive, it's part of the skin. It's not a dry scab that just, you know, crumbles in your hand. And that gives me the ability, which I would not have in the case of Yevesha, to upgrade the Shvus to the level of a Malacha D'Rabbanan that would be Asur even in Migdash. So therefore, if this Yabeles were Yevesha, then there's no way that we can prohibit it in the Migdash. So therefore, the second opinion says that the Mishnah in Psachim that asers the Yabeles, even in Migdash, must be addressing a case of lacha. And once we have lacha, then you might say, well, if it's lacha, then it's a haba haba yad, if he's just ripping off this kind of a yabeles, this wart with his hands, which is kelachar yad, then it should be mutter and migdash. Why does the Mishnah in Psachim apply the principle of yeshvus b'migdash? I mean, we have a basic principle of ein shvus b'migdash. If he ripped off this yabelis with his hand, what happened to ein shvus b'migdash? Why are we in the Mishnah in Psachim suspending that rule? And the answer is, I believe, that we're talking about a case of lacha. In other words, as far as our Mishnah in Erevin is concerned, which is going to be Matir Chatichas Yabeles B'Migdash, we're talking about Gzeros. and ain't shvus b'migdash. The word shvus here is identified as a gzera. So you're going to tell me that he's going to make a confusion between a yevesha and a lacha, between yad and kli. All that is fine and dandy as far as Medina is concerned. And you can pile up one gzera on top of the other, says the Sfas Emes, in Medina, but not in Migdash. Because in Migdash we have a principle of ein shvus b'migdash. Now, if that be the case, ask yourself the question, why does the Mishnah Psachim prohibit it when he used his yad? And the answer, I think, is because it was a yabeles lacha. And once it's a yabeles lacha, we have the basic ingredients, the chefts of the malach of gozes, and now we're going to suspend the general rule of ein shvus b'migdash, and in its stead, we're going to substitute the malach of gozes midrabanan, and that's going to be also even in migdash. Now, if that be the case, you see that there is such an entity in the general area of Meleches Gozes, in that world of Meleches Gozes, which is called Gozes Midrabanon, and it's Mamash Hechefta Shal Melacha, and should be also in Migdash. How then could our Mishnah in Erevin allow Chatichas Yabeles in Migdash? Why not say it's a Hechefta of Meleches Gozes? And the answer is because we're talking about Yevesha. Ha B'Yevesha. What does Ha B'Yevesha mean? Our Mishnah is talking about a yevesha. If you talk about a yevesha, then you're already in a different world. You're in a different track, and that is gzeros. And if you're in the track of gzeros, once you have a yevesha, then we apply the principle of ein shvus b'migdash. Now the Sfas Emes asks, well, I don't understand. Why is it also b'medina? I mean, if you're talking about a case of biyad and Yevesha, you have two strikes against you, they're both gzeros, then we should establish the principle of ein gozer and gzera l'gzera. It should be mutter even in Medina. Why does that Mishnah only allow it in the case of Migdash? And the answer, I believe, is right here in this very statement of the Gemara, that in a case of Lacha, we have a breakthrough here, a revolution of sorts, that in Meleches Gozes, there's a possibility of a Melacha d'Oraisa. Of a Melacha d'Rabbana. That d'Rabbana could upgrade it to the status of Melacha nafkamina l'gabi migdash, that we don't apply the principle of ein shvus b'migdash. So once we've done so, then Meleches Gozes now takes on a whole new category. We're not just saying we're afraid lest we allow him to do X, he'll come to remove a yabelis even in Lacha. No. What we're saying is that we're sort of like bridging the gap between Yevesha and Lacha, and we're saying that there's a possibility within the framework of Meleches Gozes to speak about a gzera otu a malacha. What do you mean a malacha? What malacha? There's no malacha over here. But the answer is, there could have been a malacha, and the Rabbanan therefore gave it the status of a gzera otu a malacha. And for example, and we've discussed this in the past when we were learning Masechta Shabbos, it could be that the principle of Rebbe, of kol makom she'asu chacham mishum shvus lo'asu b'bein hashmoshos, that might not apply in Meleches Gozes. Or for example, b'makom choli, or mukzo, all different heterim that we have vis-a-vis a shvus drabanon, I don't know. We have to really research this and figure out if they apply to Meleches Gozes, because we've seen an amazing precedent in Meleches Gozes, and that is that you can have a Gozes drabanon. Drabanon, we once wanted to apply that to a case of ein disha el begdule karka, that it could be that although there's a technicality, that if it's not Keduli Karka, there's no Disha, but nevertheless, as far as the Malach of Disha is concerned, there's no difference between Keduli Karka and Shalom Begduli Karka. Okay, that's what we have so far. So let's again review the difference between the two approaches to reconcile the Mishnah in Erev and Amishnah with the Mishnah in Psach. One approach is that we're talking about Lacha. which means that if our goal is to explain the Mishnah in Pesachim that prohibits Chituch Yabeles in the Migdash, we have to assume that it's not a case of a Shvus, because ain't Shvus b'Migdash. So the only way of justifying the Mishnah in Pesachim, according to the first opinion, is by assuming that we're talking about Lacha. Oh, we're talking about Lacha. So now we could apply perhaps the principle of a Malacha Durabanan, which is Asur, in Migdash. But then you're going to have to face the question, so if that's the contention of the Mishnah in Pesachim, why does that Mishnah matter it? And the answer is because we're talking about Biyad. So if we're talking about Biyad, then according to this first opinion, what we have is a Shinui Tzuras HaMalacha. What that means is that according to this first opinion in the Gemara, it's not enough to just say, well, it's Lacha, and if it's Lacha, then you have the Chefts of the Malacha of Gozes, and therefore it's going to be Asur in Migdash. No, no, no. You need a second condition that has to be met in order to upgrade this Durabanan and recognize it as a Malacha Durabanan such that it's Asur in Migdash, and that is, you're going to need a kli, you're going to need a tsuras maisa malacha. And therefore, according to the first opinion, the Mishnah here, that is matir chituch in Migdash, is talking about a double entendre. And what is that? I'm sorry, is talking about a double requirement, a twofold requirement, A plus B, in order to upgrade the Drabanan from the level of Shvus to a level of a Malacha Drabanan that's also in Migdash, and therefore we need two conditions to be met, two ingredients into the Cholent. We need number one, Lacha, and number two, we need Yad. When we have A plus B, then we have a full-fledged malacha, but on a drabana level, I'm not going to recognize lacha as an automatic malacha unless I also have a tsuras maisa malacha. So the first opinion says that our Mishnah, even in the case of lacha, is going to be matir in Migdash, and what shoots down, what's the arrow that shoots down this balloon and establishes that it's not a malacha d'rabbanon, even though the cheftz of the malacha is kayim, chay v'kayim, it's a case of lacha, and the answer is, there's a chisaron in the tzuras hamalacha. Which means that it's what? It's a case of yat. So even though you have the basic ingredient to the cheftz of lacha, since you introduce yad, that's enough of a change, an alteration in the fabric of the malacha, such that you're dealing with shvus, and nothing more than shvus, and therefore ein shvus b'migdash. Which now means, by definition, if you don't recognize this entity called a chefta of malacha, maleches gozeis midrabanan, then the only way I can justify the Mishnah in Pesachim, which asses it, is by assuming that we're talking about a Malacha Doraisa. You'll ask me if it's a Malacha Doraisa, why do I need the Mishnah to tell me that it's also in Migdash? We never found a precedent for allowing the violation of Malacha Doraisa in Migdash. The whole framework of all asugyas that we've been learning now for a week or so is that only when you reduce it from a doraisa to a drabanan, then you can be matir in Migdash, but not a malacha doraisa. The answer is because we're talking about avodas hakorbanos, and that's indeed the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that the Torah was docha Shabbos for the sake of avodas hakorbanos. Chachamim refused to take it one step further and say that even machshirei avoda are doches haShabbos. But the Mishnah in Psachim, according to this first opinion, is addressing a case of a full-fledged melacha d'oraisa of gozes. We have all the conditions of melechas gozes because we're talking about lacha and bekli. Now we have the breakthrough of the second shita that recognizes a melacha d'rabbanan of gozes in the case of lacha. And if we have a melacha d'rabbanan of lacha, then our Mishnah that's Matir Yabelis has got to be talking about a Yavesha. Whereas the Mishnah in Psachim breaks new ground that even though he's violating this Malacha Kelachar Yad, which means it's only Drabbana, nevertheless it's Asur Migdash. What are you going to do with Ein Shmus B'Migdash? That's where Berzon comes in. I don't know of another answer here. And the answer is that we're going to upgrade the shvus of gozes in the case of lacha to a malacha d'rabbanan, such that it's asur migdash. Again, all this is according to the second opinion. So now we work out the difference between the two mishnayos. Our mishnah in Masechta Erevin is talking about yevesha. Had it been a case of lacha, then Yad versus Kli would not be sufficient to permit Chituch in Migdash, Chituch B'Yad, because it's Lacha. And that's indeed the Chiddush, the breakthrough Chiddush of the Mishnah in Psachim, that even though we're talking about Kilachar Yad, we're talking about Yad and not Kli, nevertheless, we have this upgraded status of a Derabbanan in the case of Lacha. Whereas our Mishnah is telling me that if it's Yevesha and it's Biyad, so you have two strikes against you, then you lower it down to the level of Shvus and you apply the principle of Ein Shvus B'Migdash. But B'Medina it's also, and that's the second Chiddush of this Shita, that even though we came to the conclusion that once it's Lacha, we upgrade it. But if it's Yevesha, we don't upgrade it. So you have a Gzera. Why should it be also in Medina then? That's another Chiddush. And that was the Sfas Emes of yesterday, which we racked our brains to try to figure out what he meant. He used very ambiguous terms. That we don't apply the principle of Ein Gozer in Gzera L'Gzera. So now the Gemara is going to analyze these two answers. So Gemara first asks Ulaman Diyom, according to the first answer, that we're talking about Lacha. Well, if we're talking about Lacha, and the difference between the two Mishnayos is the difference between Yad and Kli, my time alo Omar. Why didn't he offer, why did he refuse to take the path of the second answer of the Gemara of Ha Balacha, Ha B'Yevesha? So let's just think out of the box for a moment and see if we can perhaps come up with our own answer to this question based on the principles that, or the definitions that we've suggested. The first answer in the Gemara is going to reject the second answer, because if you're talking about Haba Habiyat, then, just 1 second, let's go over it again. What we're saying is that according to the first answer, we don't have that upgraded status of Meleches Gozeis. The first answer didn't have that breakthrough. So therefore, in the context of the first answer, we're talking about a Shavuos. And if we're talking about a Shavuos, then there's no reason why it should be Usur. It should be Usur in Migdash, right? In other words, the second answer came up with a Chah and said that we can aser it in Migdash, in the Mishnah in Pesachim, because it's lacha. Correct? It's lacha. But Ribbono Shelam, he's removing this yabelus with his hand. It's kelachar ya. So what difference it make whether it's yevesha or it's lacha? Once it's a case of kelachar yad, we should automatically apply the principle of ein shvus b'migdash. Now you're telling me that no, if it's yevesha, then we can only be matir because he uses what, right? He uses yad, right? So according to the second answer, let's again, I have to go over the second answer one more time. The Mishnah Pesachim is talking about yad. And because it's lacha, therefore, we don't employ, suspend the principle of ein shvus b'migdash. The Mishnah here in Erevin is talking about yevesha. And the Mishnah tells me that in the case of yevesha, we're going to be matir it in Migdash only because of what? Because of yad. Right? You have to pile on two factors, two variables. It's got to be yevesha and it's got to be kilachar yad. That doesn't make sense according to the first Lishna, because the first Lishna never recognized that upgrade to a Malacha Derabana in Gozes. And therefore, in Migdash, we should be Matir as long as we have one of two factors. Either Yevesha Biyad, I'm sorry, start again. Either Yevesha Bikli or Lacha Biyad. Why? Because according to the first Lishna, in order to aser it b'migdash, you need a malacha, a full-fledged malacha d'orais, and then you apply the principle of machshirei mitzvah. But if it's not a d'oraisa, then ipso facto, we can define it as a shvus and apply the principle of ein shvus b'migdash. That's the first day, because again, the revolution that we were speaking about before is only presented in the second answer. That once it becomes a case of lacha, then we upgrade it into a malacha drabbanon of gozes, and it's also in Migdash as well, even though he uses his yad. But the first Lishna says that as soon as you drop from a doraisa, it's got to be mutter migdash, because ain't shvus b'migdash. The first answer, the Gemara didn't recognize this whole new entity called an upgraded meleches gozeis midrabbanan that's also a migdash. So therefore, why are you telling me this is? I'm putting words into the throat of the first Lishna. Why are you telling me? Says to the second answer, that in the case in the Mishnah in Pesachim, it's Asur. Why? Because it's Lacha. And why are you telling me that the reason why it's Mutter in our Mishnah is because not only is it Biyad, but it's also Yevesha. And you have to double it up. Why do you have to double it up? As long as one of the two conditions in Meleches Gozeis is lacking, whether it be in the Cheftza or whether it be in the Maisa Gavra, it becomes a Shvus Derabbanan. He doesn't recognize any other entity other than a Shvus Derabbanan. And therefore, it must be Mutter in Migdash. Let's see if I can fit this into the Gemara. Omar lecha. So the Gemara says that the first tartzon is going to tell you the following. That if it's a Yabelis Yevesha, which, according to the second teretz, is our Mishnah, but the reason why it's Mutter in our Mishnah is because you have two minuses. Not only is it Yevesha, but it's also Biyad. Why do you need two minuses? Is Afil Bekli Nami Shari? He could be Mater even Bekli. Truth be told, the Gemara could have said it a little differently, but I think it would come down to the same point. And that is, why should it be Usur and Migdash in a case of Lacha Biyad? Once it's Biyad, it's Kelachar Yad. That alone should be enough to be Matur and Migdash. Now, the Gemara is putting the emphasis here, for some reason, I don't know why, on the second Teretz's Taich in our Mishnah here in Erevin. And the Mishnah Erevin says that you need Tarte L'Tivusa. It's got to be not only Yevesha, but it also has to be Biyad. So the Gemara jumps and says, why do I need Tarte L'Tivusa? But the Gemara could have equally asked the question, how does the second Teretz understand the Mishnah in Psachim, that in a case where it is Yevesha, I'm sorry, in a case where it's Lacha, I also need to add the condition. In other words, just one second, that according to, it's a Doraisa because he has both conditions, implying, right, that if he didn't have both conditions, L'chumra, meaning if he didn't have both Yevesha, I'm sorry, Lacha and Kli, if he didn't have both of those conditions, then it would have been Mutter. Just one second. It would have been Mutter. One second. According to the second Teretz, the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about Lacha. It's talking about Lacha Biyad. Oh, I'm sorry. According to the second Teretz, the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about Lacha, but it was Biyad, right? Haba ha Biyad, according to the second answer. No, if it's Haba ha Biyad, then ipso facto, it should be mutter. Because then you apply the principle of Ein Gozerin, Ein Shvus B'Migdash. My timer, why should it be mutter? Even if you take a kli, a knife, and you cut off this Yabeles Yevesha, and we said that in our Mishnah, in Erevin, according to the second answer, the only reason it's mutter is because he did it biyad. Let him do it bikli. And the Gemara says, ifruche ifracha. Which means that in the context of our Mishnah in Psach, in Erevin, the way the second answer interprets it, we're talking about a Yevesha. A Yevesha, which is Asur, if he would have done it Bekli, and it's only Mutter in our Mishnah because he did it Biyad. Wait a minute. This makes no sense. What are you going to tell me? It's Asur in Migdash because had he used the Kli, again, that's not the case, but had he used the Kli, it would be Asur in Migdash. Why would it be Asur in Migdash? Oh, you're going to tell me that we upgraded to the status of a Malacha Dirabbanan? That can't be. Why? Because if ruchei ifarcha, it's not even part of the skin. You know, you touch it and it just dissolves because it's a scab. You don't even have the basic heft of the malach. Okay, so that's number one. Now the Gemara goes the other way. Why does the second answer reject the first answer? Uleman di omar ha belacha, ha biyevesha. So again, we're talking about a case where he rips it off with his hands. And the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Pesachim is that our Mishnah is talking about Yevesha, which means it's both Yevesha and it's Kli. And I'm sorry, Yevesha and it's Yad, and therefore it's Mutter. My time alo Omar. Why couldn't he accept the first answer of that both Mishnais are talking about Lacha and Habiyad Habikli? And again, at this point, we would have answered that the second answer maintains that once it's already, right, it's already Lacha, then it upgrades to the status of a Malach and Rabbanan, therefore Kli and Yad is irrelevant. Let's see what the Gemara is going to say. Our Malacha, he's going to say that Bekli Hatnan and Bekli Kan V'Kan Asur. The Gemara raises a technical objection, because now, according to the first answer, we're talking about, number one, it's got to be Lacha, and number two, it's got to be Bekli, and that's a Doraisa. So it means that the second answer argues that our Mishnah should be placed in the context of all the other Mishnayos that we've studied, and that the reason why it's mutter or asur hinges upon whether you're dealing with the Doraisa or the Rabbana. In fact, our Mishnah here in Erevin says explicitly that if it were a Doraisa, it would be also even in Migdash. So the only distinction we want to make here in the Chiddush of Migdash is that since it's only a Shvus, therefore it's mutter. But now we're saying that the Mishnah in Masechta Pesachim is dealing with the case of Lacha Bekli. Well, if it's Lacha Bekli, of course it's also in Migdash. I mean, you really haven't told me a thing. I mean, the Mishnah here spells it out for us. Because our Mishnah wants to set up a contrast. That if it would have been with a Yad, I'm sorry, if it would have been with a Kli, it would be also even a Migdash, because that would constitute a Malacha Doraisa. So according to the first answer, we have a differentiation between a Malacha Doraisa and a Malacha Dorbona, but that distinction is made in our Mishnah law. The second answer can't tolerate that, because why did the Mishnah Pesachim have to basically reiterate what we already have in our Mishnah, that a Malacha Doraisa does not override the Shabbos? But Rabosa, we know the answer to this question, because we're Grois HaChachamim. The answer to this question is because that Mishnah wants to present a machlokas about machshirei mitzvah. You're right. Had the malacha been doraisa in the avoda itself, the avoda sakarbon, you'd have an interesting chiddush here that the Mishnah prohibits it. Why? But the answer is we're not talking about where the malacha itself is the avoda. There's no equation here between the avoda and the malacha. The malacha is just a prerequisite to set up the avoda. And on that we have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. It's basically the machlokas of Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato. What about the machshirim, where I'm not actually shechting the animal, or I'm not doing the Zrikas Adam, or whatever the avoda is, but I'm violating the Shabbos as a preliminary stage in order to set up the avoda. Like if you remember, we spoke about the case of the, you know, fixing the strings, the cords of the harp, you know, for the Shiras HaLeviim. So that was only Machshirim, and that's a whole different status. So again, Rabbi said, the objection of the second answer to the first answer is totally unacceptable. We can defend the first answer glatt, that the Mishnah in Pesachim is telling me something very important about Machshirim. That Machshirim mitzvah, even though the mitzvah itself is Docha Shabbos, that's only Gufa Shel mitzvah, not Machshirim mitzvah, according to the Tanakhama of Rabbi Eliezer. And likewise, the cash of the objection of the first answer, the second answer, we defended the second answer by saying that once you have one element in this Malach of Gozes is very unique, and it's not like a classic Shavuos. And therefore, for example, in the case of Lacha, the Mishnah in Pesachim is going to be mechadish that afal gav, despite the fact that you have a shvus, it's nevertheless also migdash, because if you have the very basic heft of the malacha, that's enough. The idach, okay, we'll see if we can push it in for another 5 minutes. The idach, and if you'll ask me how to deflect the question, the objection of the second answer to the first answer, defend the first answer, the answer is diktani awesome, even though we're dealing with a full-fledged oraisa, where he does the chituch of lacha bekli, mishum dekabay lifluge Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon. Excellent. Ve'idach. And now, if we want to defend the second answer against the objection of the first answer, just 1 second, let me just make sure I made the calculation right. Ve'idach. The second answer that differentiated between what? Between Lacha and Yevesha. And that answer rejected the first answer, because even if you'll tell me that the Mishnah found it necessary to formulate the Iser of Chituch in a case of Kli in order to tell me that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, he says, wait a minute, that can't be. It cannot be, says the second answer to the first answer, that the subject of the machlokes recorded in Pesachim is on a deraisa level. Because duvyadar kivo vava also michutz l'tchum ktani. Right, there were three scenarios that are mentioned in the Mishnah in Pesachim, and they're all drabonon. It doesn't make sense to say that one of them is d'oraisa, the other two is d'rabbanan. That's called dumya. So we have harkivo. The Gemara now is maintaining that hachai nosias atzmo. So therefore, when you carry the tleh on your shoulder from Rishus Arabim into the Azor to Rishus Hayochid, you don't violate malacha d'oraisa because hachai nosias atzmo. And tchum is only d'rabbanan. So therefore, it makes sense that chituch yabeles is only drabana. So therefore, you're telling me the first answer is arguing that the Mishnah in Pesachim is dealing with a doraisa issue in the case of chituch yabeles, because we have both conditions that are met. It's lacha and it is bikli. That can't be the idach. And the first answer that makes a distinction between kli and yad, and says the Mishnah in Pesachim is talking about a full-fledged Moleches gozes doraisa with both conditions of lacha and kli, is I'll tell you that that mission is addressing the issue doraisa. Herkivo delo k'rabi nosim diomer hachai nosi etzas vavosu michutz l'tchum k'rabi akiva diamri tchum doraisa. So all three cases fit into a neat package, because the Mishnah is to be attributed to Rabbi Nosson and to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Nosson, who holds that we reject the principle of Chai Nosias Atzmo, and therefore Nosias Achai is Chaya for a Malacha Doraisa. And the Mishnah reflects the Shita Rabbi Akiva that Chumin is Doraisa, and therefore the case of Yabeles, of Chituk Yabeles, likewise is a case of a violation of Doraisa, because it's Lacha and it's Bekli. And therefore, it's Asur Midoraisa. In the note here, he quotes the Gaon Yaakov, who writes that Shebiyad Yatir Tartzen Ze Lachtoch Yabelis Yevesha Gam Bimedina. This is not the way we said it before, but he's saying if you have both Yad and Yevesha, that even Medina would be mutter, because the man goes in Gzera L'Gzera, and we presented a different approach yesterday. But Rak L'fi HaTartzen HaSheni Shehem Enis Mishnasenu B'chotech Yabels Yevesha B'yad Chayovim Lomer Shebimedina Gam Zed Nesar. And Litcho Kan Shegozru Kan Gzera L'Gzera, he doesn't go into any analysis of why we suspend the normal principle of Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira. Now, he quotes further from the Gaon Yaakov, who says that Af Shebishel Svara Zu, even if we go according to this Svara that we said over here, that Chituch Yabelis Lacha Bekli would be an Issa Doraisa, and then it's not similar to the other Dinim of Harkevo, etc. He says, Efshel Haminis HaMishnah B'Sochim Bekli U'Belacha, so we have both minuses, so to speak, it's a Kli and a Lacha, Shisum and Doraisa, V'Adayin Hayyachal Haminis Shtei HaMishnayis B'Yevesha V'Lomar Sheh Mishnasenu biyad, v'mishnah b'sochim b'kli. That we're talking in both Mishnayos about Yevesha. Our Mishnah is a case of yad, and the Mishnah b'sochim is a case of kli. Shigam b'zeh ha'isa Mishnah b'sochim osekes b'derabbana. Now, even the Mishnah in b'sochim is talking about a derabbanan because we're talking about a Yevesha. And the Yashvu Shebechiluk, so why wasn't that a possibility? Shebechiluk Zeh, Samuchu al Svaros HaKodemus, Yesh Lahavinus HaMishnah V'Psoch B'Ofen She'eno Muska Mishnah Seinu, Dahainu Shelo Bikli. And that's what he comments here. And now, in a case of Yabeles Adam, let's say, let's say, for example, a human being was carrying another human being, not Mabelis, but Masav Adam, is then everyone agrees that Achai Noseis Atzmo, Nechleku al Rabbi Nosan Rakribali Chayim, the whole machlok is only with regard to an animal when you carry an animal, because the animal is trying to be Mishtamed, he's sort of an anti-force, he doesn't want to be carried, he's really carrying himself, and that's Rabbi Nosson Shita. That's the Chachamim Shita, that Achai Nosias Atzmo, even in the case of an animal, means that the animal is carrying himself, whereas Rabbi Nosson is saying no, the animal is somehow being schlepped by the human being. Now, we're going to see in Mirz Hashem in the Sugya of Masiv Rav Yosef that there's a Kal V'Chomer that certainly a Shavuos should be, if a Malach Dorais is Doche Shabbos, then certainly a Shavuos Drabonin should be Doche Shabbos. Ubozei says, Modim Gam HaCholkim al Rabbi Eliezer, that a Drabonin is certainly Doche Shabbos. Okay, then, so tomorrow, Bli Neder, we'll pick it up from Mosiv Rav Yosef, which is about, I would say, two-thirds of the way down from the top, here on Daf Kuf Gimel, Amud Aleph. So let me wish you all a great day, and I know that in this current situation we're in, we need to do a little bit more exercise, so that's my bracha to all of you.